Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Suzanne Kleinberg is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne is a new friend. She is a former president, founder and the president, I should say, of Potential to Soar, the author of Employee Rights and Employer Wrongs, co-author of that book along with Michael Crema. And she's here to talk to us about how you and I, small business owners, how we can make sure we're on the right side of taking care of our employees. Suzanne Kleinberg, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. You know, Suzanne, when I see the title of your book, Employee Rights, Employer Wrongs, I've been around small business owners all my life. I am one. And I know that most small business owners think about and feel about their employees like they do their own kids or their own family. Maybe even, you know, they're probably even less dysfunction with their employees than they have with their own families. They spend so much time with them. I know how the default attitude of most small business owners, but I also know that the world is not perfect and that all cases are not identical. And so that's the reason why I wanted you to join us and talk to us about some of the things you're seeing out there and how we can help small business owners stay on the right side of this issue. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. You kind of put it correctly with they're like family. And, you know, sometimes there's people in your family you just tolerate and have bad behavior. And sometimes small business, you do that, and sometimes that could be your downfall.
That's so true. You're exactly right. That's exactly one of the issues that you run into. So talk to us about what you're seeing out there.
Okay, well, small business, I know small business tries, and again, they try, majority of them obviously try to treat their employees very well, and many do. I think the failure that happens, or the breakdown rather, is that I think sometimes they don't manage their employees properly. And by that I mean, for example, their own managers, I think they think by putting, you know, Billy's done a great job, I'm going to make him a manager.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not providing Billy the guidance and the training that he needs now as a manager,
right,
versus a worker.
As a person who now has some power.
Exactly, and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when Billy gets, or Sally gets into that position, they suddenly think, oh great, I'm now a manager, I'm going to boss people around. Or they may even have great intentions. But the problem is, they really don't know how to manage people, and it becomes a big disaster. And
well, or the boss, you, small business owner, says to Billy, get this done. And,
right.
And that brings with it all kinds of pressures that can manifest in a lot of different ways, some of them not so good.
Absolutely. And also, when you tell Billy to get it done, you're not telling Billy really the restrictions to get it done.
Right.
So maybe as a worker, he may have said, okay, team, let's do this. As a manager, he may not be able to do that so much because
mm-hmm.
he's got gender issues, he's got racial issues, he's got things that...
Could be Billy with an IE here.
Absolutely. And look, not everyone who's accused of wrongdoing is male, that's
right.
For sure.
Thank you. I'm glad we got that established real early here.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, but we're not teaching our managers really what's the law. What is the proper way to motivate people without getting into trouble?
Breakdown. And I said this in the previous segment when I told the audience you were coming, Suzanne. That was one of the things I said. Is I know how small business owners think about their employees, but once you grow to a point where you put a layer of management between yourself and the regular folks, that's where the company has the potential to get upside down with regard to relationships, employee
Absolutely.
Relations.
And your relationships and how happy your employees are is crucial.
And also legal problems.
Yeah.
Folks, this is not just about, Suzanne's not just talking about hurt feelings here. She's talking
Absolutely.
About potential lawsuits. And you, I can't tell you how many small business owners I have seen literally brokenhearted because they wind up getting sued when it was never their intention to for what happened to that employee to have happened. But yet,
absolutely.
But yet the employer got sued.
Absolutely. And if you look at some statistics, in 2010, the EEOC actually secured $404 million from employers just on employee complaints alone.
Wow.
And that those are the ones that actually complained.
Right.
There's a lot that don't complain. And your average lawsuit is you're paying your lawyers anywhere between $50,000 and $250,000.
And that's not even the bad news. The drain on productivity, the small this kind of a cloud that hangs over a small business can almost, you know what, it can take a small business down.
Absolutely. A lot of small businesses get crushed by this, by one mistake of one manager.
Mm-hmm.
And may not even been the intention of the manager. But because there's no checks and balances in the system, because, you know, a lot of people aren't as, you know, small businesses, they can't always afford an HR department, obviously,
right.
Or even an HR person.
Right.
But even big businesses make that mistake by having...
So how do we help them with this, Suzanne?
Well, really what I usually encourage people to do is actually invest the time to actually train a new manager.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's expensive, but in the long run, it actually will save you money.
What kind of training would they get?
So training on just basic on, look, these are your legal restrictions, how you need to treat people.
Right.
This is what our company policies are.
Yeah, this is my attitude. Look, you know, when you hire a manager, say, look, how do I treat you? Well, you treat me great, boss. What do you mean? That's how I want you to treat. I want your people, the people who are now going to report to you, I want them to tell me that about you.
Absolutely. And he has to be consistent down the board.
Mm-hmm.
So he may have, you know, a couple people he treats great, and they may be the star producers. That's
right.
Terrific. But you still need to treat they the same rules apply to them as it applies to the ones that are not great producers.
So get them some training, establish some policies, charge them with behaving themselves, tell them this is that you want the culture of this company to be the quality that you started out with. And then how about management by walking around, just keeping your eyes and ears open and an open door policy? What about those three things?
Absolutely. Presence is very important, because the worst thing you can ever see is suddenly you do something wrong and some manager comes out of nowhere that you've never met before.
Right.
and that person is going to give you your performance review, or that person is going to tell you you're doing it wrong. Employees, that's just negative. And once employee morale goes down, it just, you know, spirals down, and it's very hard to get back up. And it just, you know, office gossip, how it spreads.
Yep.
The negativity spreads far faster than the positivity.
Mm-hmm. The book is called Employee Rights, Employer Wrongs, How to Identify Employee Abuse, and How to Stand Up for Yourself. This is written from the employee's standpoint, folks, but we're flipping it around to make sure that small business owners can stay on the right side of this issue. Suzanne Kleinberg is the co-author. We're going to be right back after these messages. Suzanne, the book's available wherever books are sold. Is that right?
It's available on Amazon, and as well as e-books are on Kobo, as well as my website.
Which is?
www.potentialtostore.com.
All right. Stand by. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.